Good morning and welcome to WJBM Studio, where we have the local spotlight on Beth McGlasson. Welcome, Beth.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Now, you are so active in so many things. You take care of the Jersey Art Council. What do you do there?
I'm the secretary treasurer on the Jersey County Arts Council. That was only been in existence a little over a year, and we're just really interested in trying to provide creative outlets for local people.
That's great. And then you are also involved with the Jersey County Historical Society.
I'm the vice president of the Historical Society, and history is very much my passion.
Okay, I believe it. And you are also involved with our downtown country Christmas.
Yes.
And what's your part that you play there?
Well, I'm helping Michael Ward this year, just kind of overseeing the project and organizing all our resources.
Tell me a little bit about the downtown country Christmas. Some people assume it's all Jerseyville's putting it on, but tell us what it's...
It is not. Downtown Country Christmas, Inc. is actually a nonprofit organization that was created about 8 years ago with the objective to provide a free holiday event that would bring friends and families together. And they have remained true to that mission over the past 8 years.
It has. It's been a great festival for 8 years now.
Yes, so this will be our 9th annual Downtown Country Christmas Festival. It's changed a lot over the years.
Yes, I think the first time it started at the courthouse.
Yes, we were down Washington Street, and we were there for a couple of years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what happened with
it? We moved out to State Street, closed down 67, and tried that location for a while. There were some advantages and some disadvantages, and nearly killed ourselves trying to clean up afterwards and get that street back open on time.
Wasn't it one time we had like a big storm come in right after the festival?
Yes.
And it blew everything around.
Oh, yes. We lost a lot of tents and decorations. So now we're at City Center, and that just seems to be a great place to set up.
That is great. And we have the festival that I understand basically goes from 1 to 5.
Yes.
Okay.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving, so the 25th of November.
All right.
The day kicks off with a craft bazaar that's held at Father Himbrough Center, so that really kicks off our day. We have Steve Darty with the Stadium Theater, who always shows a free movie at 11 o'clock, and that's just a great holiday tradition. Oh. That has been going on for years and years and years, and it's just wonderful that Steve continues that.
I tell you what, this festival is so great for kids of what, all ages?
All ages, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's free.
Just about every aspect of it is free.
You don't have to buy a ticket. If you had to pay for this thing, you'd probably be paying $30 a kid.
Absolutely.
To get in the door.
Absolutely. They do not have to. So let me back up. The festival itself actually kicks off at 1 o'clock with the arrival of Santa at Lions Club Park by Survival Flight Helicopter. And that's always quite a sight to see Santa flying in by a helicopter.
And you can hear him way off.
Oh, yes. And so he leads the way to City Center Plaza, and that's where, or City Center Park, and that's where the festival actually is. We have over 20 activities for kids. Like I said, you don't have to buy a ticket. The one thing you do have to do is you need to sign a waiver. So every child gets a wristband free of charge, but that allows them to do all of the games, enjoy all the inflatables there. But in addition to that, we have all these wonderful things that community partners offer us. For instance, Tri-County Antique Club, they offer free hay rides for the kids. The Jersey County Fair always sends us down pedal tractors for the kids to enjoy. We have the Jersey County Business Association that is offering letters for Santa, so your child can go in and write a letter to Santa, and they are going to make sure that Santa sits down and writes them a letter in reply.
Oh, that's nice.
That's super nice.
That is cute.
The kids can go to Royal Banks and get their picture taken with Santa and talk to Santa there, again, free of charge. That's just amazing.
Now, you have to be from Jersey County to go to this, right?
Heavens to Betsy, no.
No.
It is open to everyone.
Everyone.
This has become one of the most popular festivals in the Metro East area at this point. We had over 6,400 visitors last year, and actually those are out-of-town visitors. That does not include our local residents. So over the span of the 4 hours of the festival, we had that many visitors last year join us. It's just a ton of fun.
I know. The message that I like to get out to my nieces and nephews that live in the St. Louis area, you know, is to make that day. Get here with your kids. They're going to have a blast, and you're going to have be in small town country Christmas. It is so cool.
People have said it reminds them of a Hallmark movie, and it really does. I mean, it is just such a fun activity with all the Christmas decorations around you. It's just so much fun.
Do you have enough help for it?
We can always use more help. We have about a dozen volunteer spots still open for people to sign up for. And that might be somebody who's working a bounce house, for instance, and just say, okay, we can only have 5 children in there at a time. Make sure you take your shoes off before you go in. These are simple things. We just need volunteers to man.
Need some bodies to help.
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And how about the bright lights? I know it's the festival. Plus the bright lights. What's that?
Right. So the bright lights is actually the program that is responsible for lighting up Dolan Park, that fabulous display that we have out at City Park every year.
That's gorgeous.
We had over 20,000 visitors go through the park last year and enjoy that display. And we just... It's so nice to have people say, oh my gosh, this is just as great as the display at Rock Springs Park. You know, I mean, it just grows in popularity every year.
And they probably charge at Rock Springs Park.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And this is free?
Absolutely.
Another free thing.
Another free
thing. In Jerseyville.
Thing. Absolutely. We also decorate Rotary Park, which is over across from McCary's Dairyland. We decorate the Jersey County Courthouse, and then the little pocket parks, for example, the one that's north of Germania, that little one by Casa Tequila on State Street, and we do some of the holiday windows on State Street as well for businesses.
So when can people come and see the bright lights?
They will be lit on the 25th, and they will stay lit through December 25th.
Okay, so that evening... At what, 5 o'clock?
So what happens is the festival itself runs from 1 to 4:45, and then we start wrapping things up because we're getting ready for the lighting of the city Christmas tree.
Which is in City Center.
In City Center. And then at 5:15, Rudolph's Red Nose Parade starts at City Center, and they lead the way out to Dolan Park for the lighting of the park out there and the big animated...
So everybody walks out
to the park. Everybody walks out to the park. They're going to get glow rings. We have the police follow us, so it's safe. So
how far a walk is it?
A little less than a mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody walks out
there?
Yeah.
So whoever wants to walk out there can walk out with the parade.
Sounds like fun.
Police that are following us with their lights on, so everyone's safe. And once we're out there, we light the tree out there in the park, and then... We have officially kicked off everything for the holidays.
And then from that date on, the 25th, what nights can you drive in and tour the park?
Every night it is lit. It will be lit. It's not lit all night. I'm honestly not sure when the lights go off. I don't know if it's 10 or 11.
But that's something they could check out online.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can check out online.
What time?
They'll come on about 5 o'clock at night when it gets dark, and then I believe they go off at 10 o'clock at night because we want to be a good neighbor. We don't want to light up that neighborhood like like St. Louis. We want those people to be able to sleep.
And that goes what until
Christmas Day, and then it's dark at the 26th is when we shut off the lights.
From the 25th to the 25th.
Yeah, it's easy to remember this year.
That's right. Yeah. So I know you get some help from volunteers, and your door's always open.
Our doors are always open. And our volunteer jobs are so very easy. I mean, they're stringing lights on trees and fluffing trees. And, you know, anything that's hard work, we have some young guys that handle that for us.
So if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, you got to come and help out with this.
Absolutely.
And you just get all... smiley and rosy.
Absolutely. I So we're going to be working at Rotary Park this Friday, so by McCary's. And I put this post up last year. Michael said, there's a big joy that you take that out and you put it up at the park. So my husband Dennis and I went out there and we put up the joy. And Michael came in and he said, that's the wrong joy. Who knew there was so much joy in the world? So we lugged the other joy out there, and then we had two joys out there. So as I told everybody, there won't be quite so much joy in Rotary Park this year, but we'll still have lots of fun putting it up.
Now, the Downtown Country Christmas, as you said, is a nonprofit, but the city of Jerseyville does help out quite a bit.
It does. Well, we get grants from the Jersey County Board as well as Jerseyville. They both give us tourism grants because so much of this is local as well as out of town people. But the other thing is they lend us their city workers, so they do the heavy moving of like the big Christmas trees that go out to Dolan Park and the reindeer and the sleigh. There's a lot of things that just really we cannot lift ourselves. So those guys are wonderful. Jason Jones and his crew are just absolutely fabulous, helping us get the big stuff out there.
Well, it sounds like a great time.
It does. And I mean, we just could not do this without our volunteers. I just want to give a big shout out to the middle school Blue Crew. They have begun helping us wrap the lights around the trees at Dolan Park. And I need to go out
the
and
count. Blue Crew.
The Blue Crew. And they are like the little ghost ship off of Lord of the Rings. They come in and they just go in all directions. And in 3 hours, they have completed what it used to take us 2 weeks to do.
Explain to our listeners, who are the Blue Crew?
The Blue Crew is middle school kids.
Middle school
students.
Kids.
Yeah, the students. And honestly, it would take us 2 weeks to wrap all those trees. They come out, we feed them donuts, we give them a drink, we get them all hyped up on sugar, and then they go out and they wrap those trees for us, and they do a wonderful job. They are just fabulous. But, you know, like the volleyball girls from the high school are coming to help with the festival tonight. We have so many groups.
So any of the teams, you can accept any of the teams. You know, maybe the coaches might want to bring, you know, their team and
The Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts help us. I mean, it is such a community project in so many ways.
Well, I tell you what, you said we had 6,400 visitors.
Mm-hmm. Last year, the festival, right? Just to the festival. And, you know, the other people that we haven't talked about that we absolutely cannot go without mentioning is our sponsors. Oh. We are a nonprofit. It's not like we have, you know, we rely on the generosity of others. And we have over 100 sponsors this year, and that is corporations as well as individuals. So a lot of local businesses here in Jersey County, but also businesses in the Metro East. They really get behind and support us, and they are the ones that allow us financially to do this great free festival for the community.
How do those sponsors get recognized? Do you have a way of letting people know?
We do. They're all recognized out at the park. We have sponsorship boards that recognize all of them. They're being recognized on Facebook, so their names are showing up there as well. So,
yes, it's sounds like a great festival. It's going to be a great one this year. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate. If it's cold, that's fine. If it's not raining, that's the big thing.
Kids are never too cold to have fun. they are never. I do want to point out that we have an insert coming out in the local newspaper. We pick them up on the 15th of November, and so you'll all be getting those if you're a local resident. You'll be getting those with the local newspaper. And that just includes the schedule of the day. All of our sponsors are listed in there. There's a map of the festival, a map of bright lights, so you can see where all those parks are that we talked about. Just a wealth of information. So be watching for that.
Yep. The big thing that I want to let everybody know is tell your people. Tell your people that don't live in Jersey County. You know, let them know. Get your kids down here. They're going to have a great day.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, I guarantee they'll have a good time if they come to the festival.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Beth, for coming in and sharing this with us. And
thank you so much for letting me be here and share this message, because, like I said, it's just a fabulous event, and we just want everybody to come out and have a great time.
All right. Well, you've heard it from Beth McGlashan, the 25th of November. Come from 1 to 4 or 1 to 5. See it all. Have fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.